just stand with us throughout the songs and worship.
So when we were reading or singing about the law of love and the gospel of peace, that is the nature of Jesus. He came to release that over us, the law of love and the gospel of peace. He says to us that the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached, and then the end shall come. Mm. Dylan's going to put something up on the overhead for us to see. It's actually a Christmas card, a little bit longer Christmas card that we sent out to folks via email, and I think with snail mail you'll probably get it on Monday, hopefully, if you don't have it. And so this, the email card, we just want to highlight it here for just a moment because it really ties into the words of life that we can allow to grip our hearts tonight, that just really will overwhelm us, I believe, with the beauty of the Lord. If you have your Bibles, if you can turn in John chapter 10 right now, we just want to see what Jesus says about himself. When we declare and we sing to our majesty and we say, Jesus, you are our all in all. You are the Son of God. You're the Most High. When we have his words of celebration to reflect on in the Word, there's nothing even more surpassing than that in our hearts to be able to take us into a place where we can depend on our Father, knowing that Jesus is the direct revelation of the Father. Let me say it again. Jesus came to reveal the Father. Jesus came to reveal our Father. That's why he came, to set the captives free, to set the oppressed, and to declare the works of his Father, our Father. And he says, I want you to see that. I want you to know that. I don't know if you can biggie size that or not, but I can read it with my glasses on. This is the letter that we've sent out. That's okay. I think that's pretty good, Dylan. You just, that cuts it off, so probably not. Yeah. We'll try that again and bring it down just a bit. There we go. And at the top, if you can just scroll at the top, move up a little bit. There we go. We have pictures across the top of Troy with some boys in a children's home, and I think that's Mashava in Mozambique, right, Troy? Okay. And then Mike is preaching in Ghana this summer, and Amy is laying hands on a woman in India with us last spring in March who was healed. And so we really wanted to put that on the top so that we would see the declaration of the Lord and his works would be paramount in the gospel message of the kingdom. And so we encourage you, if you would like to be on our mailing list, if you want to get this, you can read through the message of love. If you don't know if you are, you can fill out a yellow card that's in the pew and then just drop it in the box behind Pastor Bill. We'll make sure that you get one, or we'll make sure that we mail you one. We would love to encourage you so that you would hear from our hearts how blessed we believe we are, and we want to extend that blessing to you. But if you'll scroll down just a little bit, Dylan. From the ends of the earth we hear singing, glory to the righteous one, Isaiah 24:16. We love that verse because it's a mandate for all of us to continue to go, continue to step out and say, Lord, we're here to do your work as your children, not as your servants, but as your friends, as your children who serve you and serve others. But with a childlike heart and with the mentality of a son in the house, a son and a daughter, but generically there is no generic difference in heaven. So as sons and daughters of the Most High, we say that we are sons in the house. We say, Lord, from the ends of the earth we hear singing that there is glory given to you, O righteous one. And the picture that you see to the left, we're standing in the village, a place called Nyange, where we planted a church in Ghana. And this was the very place where a Juju high priest really came against frontline, came against the work of God. And many had come into a situation there where there was a lot of sickness and death, actually, for many. And the Juju high priest needed to turn his life towards Jesus. And to our knowledge, he didn't, and he's no longer here. It's like, wow, Lord, you're really serious about expressing your love to us so that we would never leave this earth without knowing you. And so we bless the name of the Lord. And this is a place where there is so much sin and sickness and hurt and pain and suffering and great, great amounts of disease, malaria, all kinds of things. And people were held in bondage. And as we were able to go into this place and plant this church and see this church now grow after a couple of years, we have seen the tide turn, and we have seen and heard that the glory of God is falling in that house. And so the Lord is saying, Your mandate is simple, go. Your mandate is simple, go. Go ye into all the world and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And lo, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. And the Lord says that he is telling us about his family. So when we're making disciples of all nations, he's saying, you are my children. You are my children. You are sons and daughters. You're in my house. You're in the safe place. The people of Nyunge found that to be true. Can we scroll down a little bit, Dylan? A little bit more? There we go. A little bit more? There. This is a picture here where we were preaching in a crusade in this very village, just to tie them together. We preach all over different places, but this is one that was really exciting because you could see the hands being raised to the Lord saying, yes, Lord, I want you. Yes, Lord, I want you. Yes, Lord, I say yes to you when I step out and I give myself to you. Yes, I completely release myself into your hands. Does that wreck your heart? Take a look at it. I know that it's hard sometimes, you know, at Christmas time, and we're thinking about this, that, and the other, but look at that. Look at the hands being raised. Look at the hands saying, yes, Jesus, I want to come into your family, Father. I want to know you. I want to be broken away from all the chains and the bondages and everything else that are holding me down. I want to be broken loose from that. And those people would come out from the highways and the byways. They'd come out from the broken places, and they'd come forward and take a step and trust God. Why? Because the message of love was absolutely preached and released, not the message of law. The message of law. I'm going to ask you a question tonight. Here's the question for you. Do you believe that you're free from the law? Do you believe that you're free from the message of the law? Do you believe that? Do you believe that? You need to believe that. You need to take a step into that if you don't know what that is. Because it's sickness and it's death and it's bondage and it's hurt and it's pain. And it's really filled with heartache. And the Lord says, I want you to come into the message of love. When we were preaching in the Kingdom Bible School for Native or Indigenous pastors and leaders in that place, we were teaching them about the message of love, the law of love. No longer are we to be slaves to fear. And fear is at the root of the law that tries to hold us captive. Fear. The Lord says, I released you from fear because you became sons and daughters of me, so that you could cry out and say, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Abba, Father. The Lord is so clear. He's so clear when he says in Romans chapter 8 that we are to be able to call him Abba and to see him as Father. But if we don't know Jesus, if we are not captured with the heart of Jesus, there's no way we'll be able to do that. Even when we pray, our Father who art in heaven, it'll be just like, oh, that feels good. But it won't wreck us on the inside. It won't take us into a place, a real place of, oh my gosh, I'm in a different house. I have a new father. I'm in a new family. I'm absolutely wrecked. I have a new daddy. I'm free from the law. I've stepped into a place where love really lives and love grabs my heart. That's what God has for us. He says, if you want to walk in freedom and you want to believe, even on this Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with your families and friends after you leave here, that God's love for them is so strong, stronger than any bondage, anything that's hugely holding anybody, maybe some in here tonight, maybe your family and friends as well. And the Lord says, I just want you to be free to know how much I love you and to know that you have a daddy in heaven who adores you, adores me. It's huge. It's a big deal. God says, I want you to be driven with passion for me, passion for me, passion for me, passion for me as Father, passion for me as Son, passion for me as Holy Spirit. If we say, yes, I believe in Jesus, that's why I'm here tonight. I'm celebrating. But we don't have a relationship with the Father. We don't understand the message of the gospel of the kingdom. We don't. We'll celebrate a newborn baby. and say, this is great and I love Christmas and I do love you, Jesus, but we're lacking. And in Jesus, there is no lack. And he says, I want you to know me tonight as Father who released Jesus to come. Father released Jesus. Without our Father in heaven, there wouldn't be hands up. There wouldn't be a little boy in the Philippines in the slums. And we were with Morgan and Hope and Bailey and Laura in the Philippines last winter. And we were in the slums. And that was amazing, wasn't it? And God says, I have not forgotten. I have not forgotten. I have not forgotten. So this little boy who's standing there, who was really a mess, he was so sick. And just dealing with the oppression and dealing with the sickness and dealing with the pain. And just kind of standing there listening to Pastor Bill and listening to other things that were going on. But the Lord says, stop for the one. Stop for the one. He comes to the masses. You can see the hands above. But he comes for the one. And he says, one heart at a time. One life at a time. And this little boy or young man, he was totally engaged with the message of love. And his heart was changed forever. And there were people watching. Hope was there. Bailey was there. And the rest, Morgan and Laura were there, as I mentioned. And they were there and they heard the message of love as witnesses, watching the demonstration of the power. And God never forgets. Never forgets. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. The Lord is saying, tonight is the night to determine for yourself, do I believe the gospel of the kingdom? What is the gospel of the kingdom? Have I stepped in to say, yes, Jesus, I believe that you are real. I believe that you are my divine Lord. I believe that you came to set me free. I believe that you're bigger than any relationship I have that has a struggle in it. I believe that you're bigger than any problem I have financially where I feel like there's lack and it looks like it. I'm bigger than any physical ailment that you might have. I'm bigger than cancer. I'm bigger than anything else. I'm an overwhelming God who loves you and me with an everlasting love and says, I love you so much. I sent Jesus. See who he is and do as he did. See who he is and do as he did. That's for all of us. It's not for one. It's not for two. It's for all of us. Let's just take a look at the word you turned in your Bibles to John chapter 10. I'm going to get some light on this. Yes, Lord. In verse 22, if you do have your Bible. Hi, sweetie. At that time, verse 22, at that time, the feast of the dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. This was the Feast of Lights. Many call this Hanukkah, which it is as well. And this year it was December 1st. Many believe, some people believe, I should say, some don't necessarily see it this way, but many believe that this is the season, this was the season where Jesus actually was conceived and that life actually was birthed at that time. We celebrate the physical birth of Jesus Christ and we're so grateful. But actually, the Immaculate Conception of Jesus is what took place long before that, 9 months before that. When Amy and Dylan told us they were going to have a child, we rejoiced, we celebrated, and we prayed for the new life with little Michael Dylan coming, being formed. Life began in the womb. And Jesus began. He was conceived 9 months before. And so the Lord foresaw all of the development, everything that would be going into that process, that gestation process of 9 months. And Jesus Christ was with us. God with us, and then fully revealed on that very day, born in a manger, in a stable, on that very day, oh, come all ye faithful that we celebrate. But that gift, that the greatest grace and the greatest gift was actually released 9 months before. Praise the Lord. Think on that. Think on that for yourself. Think what that might mean to you. Thank you, Lord. Verse 24, the Jews then gathered around him and were saying to him, how long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, these testify of me. Verse 20. But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep. Verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Let me say it again. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. They follow me. When we know the shepherd, we know his voice, and we follow the shepherd. It's a draw of love. The Lord says, I draw you by my love. And if you're not drawn into following the shepherd into every area of your life, you have slipped or fallen under the law. Because Jesus came to free us from the law. He came to set us into the place of the law of love, governing our lives on every front, in every way. And the Lord says, I came to redeem you and set you free and purchase you out of slavery to the law, to fear. I came so that you could hear my voice and follow me. I came for that because I love you. I came so that you would be free. I came so that you would be at peace. I came so that you would understand and know righteousness. I came that you could become joint heirs with me. I came that you could be my son or my daughter. I came that you could actually be a child of our Father in heaven. I came that you would be able to set the captives free, step in and see the oppressed set free. Jesus says, don't undermine what I have accomplished. Don't undermine why my Father sent me. This is his heart. His heart is to bring freedom to us. His heart is to bring love to us. His heart this Christmas is to say, let this be something new. Don't let it just be Christmas Eve like usual, Christmas Day like usual. Let it be something that wrecks you on the inside, that this is the day where the very love and power of God is released to free us from anything that would keep us from moving in the law of love. How? Koraba. Thank you, Lord. I love Jesus. Verse 28, and I give eternal life to them, he says, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. Let me say it again. Jesus' words, red letters, read it. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. I will give eternal life to them, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father has given them to me. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. How? The Jews picked up again to stone him. They picked up stones again to stone him, and Jesus said, I showed you many good works from the Father. Which one of them are you stoning me for? Do you love that? Think about it. Think about it. Think about which one are you stoning me for? All I've done is good. All I've come to do is bring good. I've come to do the works of the Father. Everything about me is good. Everything I do is good. Everything I think is good. So which one would you stone me for? Should it be for healing the lame? How about for making the blind eyes open? How about for opening the deaf ears? Which one would it be? Why would you stone me? I'm telling you, I'm sent as the messenger of love from the Father of lights. Lord, what a good word this is. Wow. Verse 33, the Jews answered him, for a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself out to be God. Why? You may think, yeah, well, they were just dopes. They didn't know. Gosh, I didn't get it. But you know what? There's a deeper message here. Listen for it. Listen for it. Listen for it. What's the Lord telling us right here? He says, the Jews said, for a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy. You, being a man, you make yourself out to be God. The direct opposite of the truth. He says, I am a son. Verse 34, Jesus answered, has it not been written in your law? I said, you are God's. Now that's going to rattle some of you. And I remember speaking that verse out to a pastor, a good friend of mine, actually, someone who blessed me, who encouraged me in the faith, and I said, what about this verse? And I spoke this out, and I said, this verse is telling us something about God's. And this person said to me, be careful that you don't enter into blasphemy. The very words spoken over Jesus. Listen to this. The very words. And this well-meaning person, many, many years ago, spoke that to me. And it bothered me. I so respected this person, and still do. But this person wasn't right. Didn't understand. Look in your Bible real quickly before we close to Psalm 82. Look at verse 6. I'm going to read it for you. Psalm 82. Now, this may rattle you a little bit, but it's going to segue right into where we're going. It says, verse 6 says, I said, you are gods, and all of you are sons of the Most High. I said, all of you are gods, lowercase g, lowercase g. You are sons of the Most High. Let's skip back to our passage in John. This just so blessed me today. And Jesus says in verse 35, if he called them gods to whom the word of God came and the scriptures cannot be broken, do you say of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, you are blaspheming? Because I said I am the Son of God. Verse 38. If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. Verse 38. That was 37, sorry. But if I do them through you, if I do them, though you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I in the Father. And finally, verse 39. Therefore, they were seeking again to seize him, and he eluded their grasp. Dear ones, tonight, the message is this. You may think, wow, this is a deep message for Christmas. This helps us understand Christmas a little bit more. I'm not used to having these behind me. But the Lord wants us to know that we were created by God to usher in his kingdom in this life and the next, not just in the next. The Lord says, I have created you to prepare for co-reigning with the Lord. That means that Lord says, if you are in bondage, if you are bound by fear again, that Romans tells us we were freed from at the cross. Sometimes we fall back and the law grabs us instead of the law of love, where we're able to walk in freedom. If we don't understand that Jesus came to completely set us free so we are able to stay free, then we're going to be kind of miserable. We're going to entertain things that we don't have to. When we carry the very fabric of God on the inside, when we have his image imprinted on the inside, we actually are considered by God to also be the light of the world with a lowercase l. Wow, that's good. Matthew 5:13 tells us that, where John 8:14 tells us that Jesus is the light of the world. And he says, believe in me and you will never, ever fall into darkness again, because I am the light. So as we're carriers of the light tonight, and we're going to sing Silent Night, but it's much more than about a baby being born in a stable. Much more than that. The Lord says, I came to set you free. I came to release you into and under and surrounded by the law of love. The law of love. And I have designed you to reign with me, to co-reign in this world with me. I believe in this season that God is raising up more and more children. Not the little children that we see, but spiritual sons and daughters. Jesus knew he was a son. Jesus said, I'm living my life as a son. I know my identity. I know why I came, and I can do nothing without the Father. Therefore, we are one. And he says to us, are you a son? Sons are part of the bride of Christ. Are you a son? Son and a daughter under one name of son. Are you a son in the house? Do you know you're a son? Or do you feel miserable? Have you been severely suffering with depression, with anxiety, with fear, with hopelessness, some sickness perhaps? Maybe other things where you just don't even want to go there. I just don't want to be part of it. Just leave me alone. You know, the Lord says, I came so that you would know you're a son. I came so that sons would be raised up to be able to reign with me, to be able to have authority released through them, to be able to see that they are the head and not the tail, that they can step in and walk in freedom. They can walk in a place where Jesus carved the way for us to be able to do. That's why the people in Yonge were set free. That's why the people in the Philippines were set free. That's why people here are set free. The Lord says, I came to set you free from the law so that you would have bounding of love. You would be a slave to love. A slave enchained by love. We're actually a slave, a good way slave, where we're so connected that love just pulls us and draws us, and we can't help it, and we can't stop it following Jesus. Remember, Jesus said, come and follow me. He doesn't have us do that on our own. But the enemy's pulling us this way, saying, don't follow, don't follow, don't follow. You're not a son, you're not a son. And Jesus says, I'm so much bigger than that. Hey, that's the message of Christmas. Jesus said, in me you will find all peace and all joy, all tranquility, all hope. Today is the day. Can we have somebody on the keys before we sing Silent Night? What? Oh, you're singing a song. I didn't know. Maybe I didn't. Do you want to come up then? What are you singing? Oh, well, praise the Lord. Sorry, I didn't know that. That's great. A mighty fortress. As Christy sings this song, I'm just going to ask, if you want prayer, I want you to just come on up. I'm just going to pray with you. And then when she sings this song, whatever is striking in your heart that maybe touched you with this message for yourself, I just want to come. I want to agree with you. We're not going to take a long time. We can pray afterwards, and we want to spend a little bit more time. But if you would like to take a step, if the Lord has unlocked your heart, saying, you know what, I'm not sure if I really am a son. I'm not sure if I really do have a locking of fear holding me from the joy and the peace that he has guaranteed belongs to us. He doesn't forget. That young man in the Philippines, I don't know what he's doing today, but he was touched by love. And he was freed by love. And even when he doesn't walk it out, perhaps. I don't know. The Lord never takes his eye off of him. So I would just encourage you. We're just going to pray real briefly, not for a long time here. I'm not apologizing for it, but we did say that we would enable you to get to all your Christmas things tonight. So we can pray afterwards more for those of you who would like that. But for those who do want to make a declaration of, you know what, I need something. I need something new. I need Jesus in my life, in this area of my life. Oh, I'm a Christian, but in this area of my life. Maybe it's a sickness. Maybe it's a financial need. Maybe it's rebellion going back off. I don't know. Whatever it would be, take that step and the Lord will touch you and meet you where you are. If you need prayer, just come on up right now. Just bless the name of the Lord. For the rest of her life, let this thank you, Jesus. I will do that. Can we just stand? We're going to sing Silent Night. Mighty Fortress is our God. I just thank the Lord for blessing us tonight. We're just going to close with Silent Night, knowing and believing and trusting that everything that we are going through, whatever that would look like, whatever that is, that we do have a mighty fortress in our God. And if you don't know Jesus Christ, and you would like to say yes to him tonight, you've been stirred in your heart and you know that you don't know him, the greatest decision you'll ever make is to invite him to come in to your life. And it's very, very easy. He's just looking. He's capturing hearts right now. So if that's you, just put your hand in the air. And if you want to know Jesus or you want to come back and you've been lost, and the Lord says, you've never really been lost in my eyes, but you have felt lost. The Lord says that he's here tonight. So if that's you and you want to take a step and say, I want to embrace you, Lord. I want you to unlock the very chambers of my heart where I could come back into relationship with you. If that's you, can you just put your hand in the air? We'll just pray for you. So, Father, we just lift up all those who are going through things on the inside, for those who want to come and step into your house and see you as Father, know you as Father. Jesus, we invite you right now to come and remove every bit of sin and stain from the people's hearts and lives who are saying yes to you, Lord, whether their hands are up or not. And Lord, that there would be just a complete and total transformation because you came and you came to die to take the burden and the pain and the stain of sin upon you. And you rose from the dead 3 days later that we would be set free. That resurrection life enables us to have new life today. So for every person, Lord God, every person whose hearts are resonating with this message, may you bring new life to them now in Jesus' name. May they walk with that new abundant life as a new creature in Christ. Behold, old things are passed away and new things have come. I just thank you, Lord, right now in Jesus' name for the new life in the house. Just praise you, Lord, for that. And for those who've been struggling, that they would be released into a new place, Lord, of abundance, where your law, the law of love, would surround and capture their hearts, O God, as they sing Silent Night. That this would indeed have been a time of encounter for each one of us, Lord, tonight. We praise your holy name tonight, Lord. We bless you. So we bless you, we praise you, we extol your name, we celebrate you, and we say thank you for coming and dying. Thank you for setting us free, and thank you for loving us so much. Thank you that we can be called sons and daughters in the house. Thank you, Lord, that we can walk in royalty and that we can walk in freedom and that we won't turn our heads and ignore this message because that's ignoring your heart. And we say no, Lord. We receive you today. We encounter you and we bless you and love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you and Merry Christmas.